Dreamscape presents The Two-Date Rule by Tana Fenske, narrated by Allison Ryan. For anyone who responds to great shirt with, "Thanks, I got it at a thrift store for a dollar," you are my people. Rock on with your bargain hunting selves. This book is for you. Chapter 1. This is complete insanity. Willa Frank turned to see what her best friend Kayla had deemed insane. The mile-long line for the ladies' room? The fact that the bar was charging $12 for a gin and tonic because they'd renamed it the Panty Dropper and added a penis straw? Or the fact that grown men were writhing half-naked on the floor just 20 feet away? Not that Willa couldn't appreciate the aesthetic. The man currently gyrating in a police uniform, there went his pants, was easy on the eyes, and so was the guy across the room wearing a cheetah print loincloth and beating his bare chest. But she had at least 12 million more pressing things to do, starting with that marketing plan for the Cartland deal and the proposal for that new client from, "Oh, look!" Kayla tossed her long dark hair and pointed to the far corner of the room. "That guy's getting ready for some kind of cowboy-themed show." Aislinn peered over Willa's shoulder, blonde curls tumbling around her bare arms. "Giddy up." Willa stifled a sigh. "I can't believe I let you drag me to this." She'd only agreed because they were celebrating Aislinn's birthday, which was technically 3 weeks ago. Totally Willa's fault for postponing to deal with client projects for her fledgling web design business. When had she become such a lousy friend? It wasn't this bad when they met in college. Or, hell, maybe it was. Willa recalled being dragged from her dorm when Aislinn and Kayla decided she'd had enough studying and needed more fun. Fun. She should focus on that now. She glanced at the shirtless guy with abs so grease-slicked they flickered under the disco lights. How long did it take him to scrub that off every night? And did he have to pay for his own grease, or did this touring stripper group, the Boneyard Gang, buy it for him? Olive oil would be expensive, but maybe something like Crisco or even used cooking grease from, "Hello, Earth to Willa." She turned back to see Aislinn doing the potty dance in mile-high stilettos. It was a more impressive feat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?